And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Dwayne Baker. He is the VITA Regional Coordinator. Did I say that correctly?
You did say that correctly.
You've got a long title there.
I know. There's a lot of hats in the fire.
Yeah, there is. Well, you've got a couple of things that you're here to talk about. First of all, you are with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments.
Correct. That's the local AOG.
Yep. And so you guys have a couple of programs that you're here to talk about. One being, and we just named it, I just want everyone to know we sat here and named it together because it's a new program, but it's the Castle Country Community Transport. And tell me a little bit about that because it is brand new.
It is brand new. And we have been wanting to put together a transportation program at the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments where we could help low-income, disabled, elderly, youth, get them out and about and away from drugs and alcohol and get them to sporting events, to doctor's visits, job interviews. We want to be an active participant in our community in that way. We have received funds and also a van as well as a shuttle. The van was donated to us from Four Corners Behavior, Community Behavior Health, and the shuttle, which is a 15-passenger paratransit, so it has a lift on the side. It's kind of like the it came from the UTA, so it's exactly the same kind of a shuttle bus.
Oh, okay.
And that was donated to us from Active Reentry. So now we're wanting to utilize those, both of those, and get them out on the road and start helping our community get where they need to go. Currently, we are partnered with Four Corners and Easter Seals, so we have one volunteer driver as it is right now to drive the van early in the mornings. But we want to expand. We want this to really, really grow. We've got some funding in place. It's the Out and About Grant that is through the Utah Department of Transportation. And so we need volunteers. We need people to volunteer to drive our van and our shuttle.
Now, you and I were talking before we got on air, and you don't have to have a special license in order to drive the van or the shuttle.
That is correct. Both of them just require a regular driver's license. There is, because we are 15 passengers and less, they don't require any kind of a commercial driver's license or anything.
Well, that's
no
good.
No passenger endorsements or anything.
So right now, with it being in the early stages, we do need drivers. That's the thing.
Correct.
And the more then you can set up a schedule, and this poor one driver is not going to have to do it all by themselves right now.
And that's very limiting.
Yeah.
Having the one driver. They're limited to how many hours they can work per week. They also volunteer, bless their heart, his name is Randy. He also volunteers at our food bank. So he does both. So we do need people all ages from 18 and up to come and
so any adults, clean driving record,
exactly,
valid driver's license,
correct.
And is there other process they have to go through other than contacting you?
We'll do some basic vetting. Our funding may require to do a background check for their driver's license. Our insurance, I believe, also requires that. So they'll just have to make sure that they don't have any extreme tickets or anything like that.
Yeah, like traffic violations.
Yeah. And they can probably even have a speeding ticket as long as it wasn't too horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's on the insurance company. But
yeah.
We would like them to come in, fill out some paperwork, talk with me, give me a call. My number is 435-613-0021. And we'll set up a time when we can talk.
Now, people need to understand that this is just not for Carbon County.
No, absolutely not. Right now, our van rolls from Helper to Price and all the way down to Castledale. So
that's why recruiting drivers is imperative so we can offer this service to more individuals.
And we'd like to be able to go all the way up to East Carbon.
Oh, yes.
And grab people, give them a lift into town, take them to the hospital if they need to, doctor's visits, drop them off at the grocery store. We've got some funding.
Yeah.
It's not in a bottomless bucket of money, but we do have funding and we want to be able to use it.
Right. Now, the thing I liked about this, and you mentioned it when we were talking, is youth. You're willing to give youth a ride.
Right.
And I told you this would have been wonderful to have back exactly. when my kids were growing up, because I was a single mom working a full-time job, and to get them to their sporting events, a lot of time they had to be late and I always felt bad for them, but that's just kind of how it is when you're a single parent. So something like this back then would have been great.
The agency, we have quite a few numbers of programs that there. We've got the Circles programs. We need mentors there as well. We just volunteers can go a long way in our agency with other programs as well. One of the things that we're wanting to do is to help youth get away from the drugs and alcohol, the low income.
Just the bad atmosphere
absolutely.
Individuals that.
And there's some, our community has people that are great, wonderful people. I've met them. I love them. They're dear to me. They just don't have a vehicle. A lot of single mothers out there, they don't have a vehicle. They're struggling to get by, and they want good things for their children. And if we have a transportation system, not only could we get that mother to a job interview or to a job, but we can also take their kids over to a sporting events or to baseball practice or football practice
or
whatever. And so, like I said, we've got some money. We want to utilize it. We need help with volunteer drivers.
Right. All right. So we're looking for volunteer drivers, and you can get a hold of Dwayne if you are interested. Of course, there's going to be maybe a couple of hoops, nothing major. Don't let that scare you.
Major,
mostly make sure you have a valid driver's license. There may be a background check. That's because of the insurance purposes, but nothing major.
Right.
Now, also speaking of volunteer, we're nearing the end of the year. It's crazy to talk about that, which means tax season is not too far away.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. Right around the corner. And you guys do a volunteer income tax assistant program.
That's correct. Through the Internal Revenue Service. It is the VITA Income Tax Assistance Program. And we have volunteers that come and man our sites. The university, the USU Eastern, Henning Olson teaches a tax preparation class. His students also volunteer, and we have a site there. We also have a site over at the Senior Center in Carbon County. We do a site down in Emory County at the food bank. We do one at Mexican Water down in San Juan County. We have done them at Blanding. We want to increase our number of sites down in San Juan, as well as Grand. We do a site in Grand. We want to increase the number of sites that we can offer people. We want to go out to East Carbon and Helper, Wellington, down in Castledale, Huntington.
You just want to help all the surrounding areas.
Last year, we did 630 tax returns.
Is that about average, or were you over, or
We were a little bit. We were up.
That's good.
Yeah, we're increasing every year.
So we set a goal for this year. We're just hoping to have more.
I want to increase by at least 10%. I do. I want to increase my earned income tax credit people. We bring about $750,000 into the community, back into the communities, through this program, just through tax returns. We also offer a little bit of financial literacy, if you will. It's not any kind of a formal thing. We just have conversations with people, ask them what their plans are with their tax return, to get them to thinking about what they're going to use it for.
Right.
And I think that helps them. And I need people to really understand that this is an easy process. Anybody can do it. I teach you everything that you need to know. And the software that the IRS uses does all of the math for you.
It does.
You don't need to know math. You don't need to.
Plug in the figures.
That's it.
Plug in the numbers.
And you ask questions and you go through it step by step. And we also have people, the reason that the IRS likes us is we have reviewers that review every tax return. And then we file them electronically. Another thing that I really want people to know is that if they come to us to have their tax returns done, we get them back to you as fast or faster than any other tax preparer in the area.
And who doesn't want that?
Exactly. And we send it right straight to your bank account just like everybody else does.
Right.
Last year, we averaged 4-day turnarounds.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yep. So
I think I waited like a week and a half for mine.
I know. And so we offer just exactly the same as any of the pay.
So we're looking for volunteers to help prepare. Anyone, if I wanted to get my taxes done, is there certain guidelines I have to meet?
Well, you can't make the guideline, and it's not hard line, but we want to be around $55,000 or less.
Okay.
If you're at $56,000, we're probably still going to help you out. But we don't want you to be making, if you're making $120,000, then.
It's like, sorry.
Yeah. There's probably other things that are involved in you making that kind of money.
Which means you can't do anyone who's self-employed.
Right. Correct. And farming. Right. Unless you're a hobby farmer, where you're actually going to show a loss or profit in a farm, we're not able to file those forms.
All right.
But
sounds good. Well, it looks like we're just needing lots of folks from the community to come on out. We're needing drivers for this newly established program, which we just named. I'm so proud of us both. We did did really good.
I'm excited.
So Castle Country Community Transport, they're just looking for drivers. You do have to be 18 or older, a valid driver's license. You most likely will probably have to pass a background check, but that's not a huge deal.
Right.
And that's just for insurance purposes.
Right.
And they already provide the vehicle for you to drive. There's a van and there's a shuttle van.
Correct.
As well that
Correct.
You can you'll be able to use. And they're also looking for volunteers for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Now, that's a bit a ways, but they want to be sure to get a list of people mm-hmm. who are interested in helping. And then that way they can start training. They can get set up a time to train mm-hmm. and all that good stuff.
That
so,
kind of stuff kicks off about November.
About November.
Yeah,
see,
right
there
after
you go.
Thanksgiving.
You start working
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's no reason why you can't do both.
Yeah, you can totally do both. Yeah,
exactly.
If you got some free time, go and help out. Because I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but when you volunteer, it just gives you warm fuzzies, don't you think?
It really does.
And it just seems like you're making a difference in the community.
I've done a lot of volunteering since I've started working at this agency, and there is a real big boost to my morale.
Yeah.
And my attitude.
Yeah.
And I love it. And it's a wonderful feeling.
So there you have it. We want everyone to feel that. So everyone come out and volunteer. Now, you can get a hold of Dwayne at 613-0021 if you're interested in either of those programs. Or if you need the services, you can also call him as well, and he can point you in the right direction. Remember, there's a lot more other programs that they offer there. So check out their website. How do we get to your website?
Our website is at scualg.utah.gov.
And you can see a list of all the programs
Correct.
On there. So.
Exactly.
All right, Dwayne. Well, it was nice meeting you. Thanks
nice
for coming in
you.
And
Thank
telling us all
me.
About this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.